A great independent Christian movie came out to the theaters in March and did really well. It's called God's Not Dead, and the movie is now out on DVD and Blu-ray. The star of that movie is Kevin Sorbo, and he joins us again on Vocal Point. Kevin, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Now, this movie just did unbelievable for a movie with an explicit Christian message in the normal, regular theaters. Fantastic. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's crazy. You know, it's a little $2 million movie. It's from the company called PureFlix, based out of Scottsdale, Arizona. They're the number one distributor of family and faith-based movies. And I've been working with them for about 5 years now. I've shot five movies to this date, and the first one is called What If. I always throw out What If because I think it's a fantastic, wonderful movie, certainly on par with God's Not Dead. And people have, Netflix, really, they should check it out or get the DVD on Amazon. It's a great movie. And that sort of started my relationship with PureFlix. And they came to me with this movie probably almost, close to 2 years ago with the script and said, look, this has caused a lot of controversy. It deals with a subject that's happening in our universities right now where college professors are persecuting students when they find out that they're actually Christians or, just believers in God as a whole. So, they did a lot of homework on this, and it's an amazing movie. It's just, I call it like a faith-based crash movie. There was that movie years ago that won Best Picture, Sandra Bullock in it, and it's got five different stories going on, and they meet together at the very end, and certainly my story, being an atheist college professor of philosophy, going head-to-head with a student in my class who says he's a Christian, and we have a series of debates, and that's the anchor story within the movie. And it's unbelievable what this movie's done. It made $62 million in theaters on a $2 million budget, and it's made over $20 million overseas, and it's still in 33 countries overseas. So
wow.
This is the DVD release this week. It's out there.
Wow, that's great. And I should say this is being pre-recorded early. And by the way, we do have a couple of giveaways courtesy of the company, and we thank you for that. Mike at the mic will be handling that, not me. But anyway, Kevin Sorbo, I think it's exciting to see the success of a movie like this. How do you manage to get it in the theaters itself when it seems almost like the whole Hollywood system is arrayed against the Christian message like this?
Yeah,
you crashed the gate.
I would love to know why. It's weird, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
I don't quite understand the anger and the hatred. How Hollywood, and it seems like half of America would rather embrace a Taliban Muslim than embrace a Christian at this point. I don't quite get it. You know, we live in a country that, in every poll I've seen, 80 to 90% of the people believe in God. They believe in something. They believe that there's something out there. They believe in angels. I mean, those polls have been out there. People can go check it out for themselves. And yet we give the largest voice to the atheists of America. You know, they're pulling down nativity scenes because they find it offensive, which, on one hand, I find it so ridiculous. I mean, I've seen, my character is really based on these guys I've seen in these cable outlets from CNN to Fox, and where these guys just get angry. And they actually have atheist clubs. They're the presidents of Atheists for America or whatever it is. I mean, it's just so strange. And why did they get so angry about something they don't believe in? I wish they would answer that question, because I'm a live and let live kind of guy. You can believe any way you want. I'm open to discussion. I'm open to hear what people have to say. But it is interesting that Hollywood keeps pushing away movies like this. But I think they're going to open up now, because this movie did so well. And, Son of God did very well. Heaven is for Real did very well. And then Hollywood tried to put out a big budget Noah movie, which just completely flopped. But then again, they hired an atheist director for that. So go figure that one out.
Yeah. In fact, I heard a local person that said something on the radio, and it was at that point it clinched it. Okay, that's it. I'm not going to go see Noah. I mean, I was on the fence either way, and there were some people saying, oh, it's overall the message is still fitting with the Bible overall, supposedly.
Oh, no.
But then I heard somebody say, well, Noah comes off like a homicidal maniac in this movie. And that's it. Forget it.
No,
I'm not going to see it.
No question. He, basically he's crazy. He's hell-bent and an alcoholic, and he's hell-bent on destroying his family once the journey is done. That in his mind, God just wanted the animals to live. And my wife calls it Transformers meets Waterworld, and that's pretty much what that movie is.
Yeah, and I saw that Pat Sajak saw a pre-release or whatever, and he tweeted, I didn't realize Noah drove a Prius. that was another tip-off that, okay, this is more pro-environmental. But isn't that interesting? I wonder if Hollywood would get the right message from the success of God's Not Dead, which is pro-faith, versus the failure of Noah, which dealt with a faith subject but really had the, you know, counter message.
Yeah, I mean, that's Hollywood. Now, you know, someone can answer me that question too, of why they keep doing things like this. I mean, I love, you know, visual effects too, and Noah visually was beautiful. But here we sort of showed with a movie like God's Not Dead that people want to be invested in their characters. You know, I love going to big movies that Hollywood puts out too. But a lot of times you walk out just feeling like you left a rock concert because of the heavy metal music and the visual effects. But you walk out not really caring about the characters because they don't develop those anymore.
Right.
So God's Not Dead is a movie that you really get involved in all the characters in the movie. And, you know, it's incredible. Here's a movie that started in 780 screens, which is huge for a $2 million movie to begin with. But it finished number two in the box office that weekend in terms of screen average. So they jumped it up to 1,400 screens, did it again in the second week, jumped it up to 2,000 screens, and did it again. That doesn't happen where you get more screens each week. And people kept this in the theaters for 3.5 months on strong word of mouth only. So thank you, all those who saw this movie, because I get stopped every day now. It's not just, hey, Kevin Sorbo, we loved Hercules, we loved Andromeda, my two series, or whatever other movies I've done. They stop me now for God's Not Dead and say they want more of these. And I have to tell your listeners, if you want more movies like this, then you have to support these movies at the box office. Because trust me, Hollywood is waking up, and they will make more movies like this because it's show business after all. And if there's a way to make a buck, they'll make it.
And that would be true with the DVD sales and Blu-ray sales, and these would be available anywhere, and is there a particular website for the movie itself or for the DVDs?
People go to, you know, godsnotdeadthemovie.com, and then they can, you know, there, it's at Walmart now, it's out right now on DVD, it's on Netflix, I believe it's on Netflix right now, I certainly know it's at Redbox, and it's at Target's as well, it's out there, and you know, support this kind of movie and get it for friends that didn't get a chance to see it. They do a great job. PureFlix does a wonderful job in doing what they do.
You know, I was at the gym the other day, and they have little advertisements for videos and movies and things like that. And I saw an ad for God's Not Dead, and I thought, well, that has to be in relation to this DVD release. Amazing, you know, amazing place to see that ad. So that's great. You know, going back to what you were saying earlier about Hollywood's attitude towards religion and the, you know, the kind of the Christian bashing and so forth, Michael Medved, who's Jewish, good film critic though in his day with, as far as Judeo-Christian values, he made a movie about 20 years ago, and it's very instructive. It was called Hollywood versus Religion. And one of the points he made in that movie is that these movies that have religion bashing, and let's be honest, it's, for the most part, it's Christian bashing, they do poorly overall. And he used a phrase, with stunning predictability. But he said it's almost as if they're more interested in pleasing their peers, that is, these Hollywood producers, directors, movie stars, whatever, in making a movie that's you know, on the edge, bashing the Christian church in one franchise or another. They'd rather get that praise from their peers than, let's say, the money from the box office. Now, you can't do that forever, otherwise you just go out of business. But still, that's an interesting factor. What do you think about that theory?
I think there's some loud truth to that. You know, this, like, I think like any industry, any business people are in, there's, you know, everybody's got their ego involved, but Hollywood probably has it far bigger than anybody else does. So there is a, it's interesting, and people have no idea about the number of television shows that are made that are much better than television shows that actually get picked up. But because of deals, they've worked with buddies, and hey, you do my show, I'll do yours, blah, blah, there's a lot of back scratching going on too. So behind the scenes, people have no idea how many wonderful projects just lay dead on the floor after they shoot it just because of, you know, just because of ego. And that happens all the time. And the same thing happens certainly in movie making. And it's all about, you know, garnishing awards for themselves. I mean, you know, it's not always the best movie that wins best movie. And there's a lot of politics involved in that world, too.
Now, Christian movies, unfortunately, sometimes have a reputation of being hokey, low budget, and it shows type of thing. How does PureFlix and how does God's Not Dead overcome that? And I think they do.
You know, that's the biggest bashing in faith-based movies has always been that they came across cheesy, bad acting, bad writing, bad production value. And there's a lot of truth to that. But I think in the last 10 years, there's been a huge change in that just because of the pricing of these cameras they have out there now. what Canon puts out and, you know, these other places. I mean, the production value is phenomenal now.
Yeah.
And because there's less and less work out there, that's why you see big-name movie stars now going to do television, because they can't get work in movies anymore. If people, you know, we're actors. We want to work. And so the number of high-quality Christian movies or faith-based movies or family-friendly movies are exploding now, because the production value is better, the writing is better, everything's better about these things. You can't really tell a difference between a $2 million movie and a $20 million movie unless they have, you know, huge amounts of visual effects. But even there, the computer, you know, CGI shots are much cheaper to do now than they were years ago. And you're going to see more like this. I mean, I've done, like I said, a number of films with PureFlix, and their production value, the quality of their movies, the quality of the actors they get, the quality of the directors and the crews they get are just as good as the big-budget movies that Hollywood puts out.
Hmm. You know, I think in some ways, talking about crashing the gates of Hollywood, I think in some ways Mel Gibson did a great service for the Christian church and to Hollywood, too, to show, hey, look, there's this huge untapped audience out there that doesn't want to have their faith insulted, but rather, you know, there's all kinds of great material available, and these people want to go to see good product, but they don't want to see your stuff, Hollywood. And so I think Mel Gibson crashed the gate in a very big way 10 years ago.
He got attacked when he was shooting The Passion.
Yeah.
From the Jewish community saying, but look at the way you're portraying us. I mean, I go, well, okay, news bulletin, you did kill Jesus. It's like, come on, guys.
Well, they delivered him over to the Romans, right?
Exactly. They did deliver him over. So they had a hand in it. And, of course, what did it do? Well, a $30 million movie made, what, $500 million. So it's Mel sort of had the last laugh there. I think Blindside was also a type of movie that you can definitely lump in that faith-based world that opened Hollywood's eyes to say, hey, maybe we should start making more of these movies. And, you know, we took Gods Not Dead to the major studios. They turned it all down. I think they're kicking themselves now, of course.
I didn't know that.
Hollywood's built on negativity, too. It's very easy to say, you know, that actor will never have success. I mean, I had that when I moved out here. I was too old. I was too young. I was too tall. I was too short. There's always something. And, you know, it's most people will fail in this industry because it's just so competitive. And so it's easy to say no. It's easy to say you won't work, you won't do this and that. So they turned down this movie, and now, of course, it did so well. And that was because of people out there, your listeners,
yes,
that went in support of this movie. And if you want more movies like this made,
yes,
you've got to support it. You know, the audiences out there have to support movies like this to have more family-friendly, faith-based movies made. Because trust me, Hollywood will start making more of these.
I said this before when I had you on, and I'll say it again. My wife said when we were driving away from the theater, she said every person who is, you know, like part of a youth group and they're about to go away to college, every single one of them needs to see this movie because it will help prepare them, showing them that there are Christian answers to some of the oppositions that these hardcore professors throw in their faces.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, there's a large percentage of students that move in as our freshman year that have a faith. By the end of the 4 years, they don't have a faith. What's going on in our universities? And that's why this dealt with that. At the end of this movie, people can go, oh, that's not happening. Yeah, wake up. It's happening. At the end of the movie, we show 37 court cases of major universities that this is happening, where college professors, these atheist college professors, are bringing their non-belief into the classroom and persecuting students that they find out are Christian or, you know, believe in God.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. I know friends have gone through it. I have family members have gone through it. I never did, but I certainly knew it was around in my university.
Yeah.
So it's time to wake up a little bit, guys. And here's the biggest thing that a lot of people in this country don't like dealing with, half the people in this country, they don't like facts. They don't like truth. But I think we're reaching a tipping point where the masses, the majority of people in this country, where 80 to 90% have a belief in God, are saying, you know, enough is enough. Enough of giving the largest voice to the smallest groups out there.
Very good. We have less than a minute to go. Anything else you want to say about God's Not Dead? GodsNotDeadTheMovie.com for more information.
Definitely check that out. You know, check out all the movies that PureFlix does. I want people to get Rent What If. There's another wonderful movie out of the PureFlix. I think they'll love it, with John Ratzenberger, Christy Swanson, Debbie Ryan from the Disney Channel plays my daughter. You know, you can go to KevinSorbo.net for updated information of other stuff I got going on. Please go to the official Facebook page of Kevin Sorbo. I don't do what other actors do, where I post a lot of fluff stuff. I post quite a variety of things, and a lot of it's going to create a lot of controversy and a lot of discussion, but that's what my website's all about. I'm not there. I'm there to try to throw out some facts and get people to discuss things, pretty much like God's Not Dead does, is get people out there to have a discussion.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. And by the way, you know, the irony of the whole premise of God's Not Dead with the anti-Christian element, you know, there at the university is the fact that the university itself, I mean, the phenomenon of the university is a product of the Christian church. And D. James Kennedy and I develop that and document that in our book, What If Jesus Had Never Been Born? And, you know, the Reverend John Harvard wouldn't agree with what's going on in today's schools. Thank you so much, Kevin, for being with us. God bless you and keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God's Not Dead, the movie.com for more information.